Decorating your home is personal. You want your place to be unique. That's why you should check out Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Discover home decor items from Treasury Hunter Ramona and original artwork by D.E., also known as Friday Night Live artist Dan Eng. Art and Framing 123 has a custom framing service for your diplomas, posters, packer certificates, images on canvas, photos, and more. Art and Framing 123, 311 West Main, across from the hotel. Let them know you heard about them on the Shaw.
Join the WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw team when we broadcast live from the Waukesha Farmers Market, beginning Saturday, June 4th and lasting all summer long. Former Waukesha Alderman Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha 8 to 9 AM. Then former U.S. Attorney James Santel launches his new Saturday morning show from 9 to 11. Raised in the Shaw with host Joel Clayfish rounds out the Saturday morning lineup 11 to noon. Come to the Waukesha Farmers Market for the only radio program broadcasting live from the Shaw.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit-flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice hard seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice hard seltzer.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a decision out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court that should make your hair curl. 4-3. Four Republicans put this decision in. Three Democrats. Now, remember, they're all supposed to be independent, nonpartisan. When they run as nonpartisan. They do not run as independents, or strike that, they don't run as Democrats or Republicans. They don't run as independent. They don't run as anything. They're just on there. Just like the mayor of Milwaukee, for instance, you know, you don't have a party on the ticket. 4-3, they said that Fred Prehn, Walker's appointee to the DNR, who stayed on after Walker left and said, I'm going to stay on just a little bit, so the Republican Senate confirms my replacement. And then he talked with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group, and he talked with the Senate Minority Leader, and they cooked it up in the parking lot. No, just stay on. And then what happens is the Republicans get together and say, we're not going to even bring Evers' appointment to a vote. So technically, we haven't confirmed her. We haven't shot her down. We're thinking about it. Oh, really? You're thinking about it? Well, Evers was sworn in. He won in 2018. He was sworn in January of 2019. It's now, what is it, 3 years later? 3 years later? And you're thinking about it? You're still thinking about it. So Josh Call and the Democrats, the attorney general, go to court and they say they just can't be thinking about it for 3 years. They're going to think about it for another year. They'll think about it for another year. And basically what they do is they upend the 2018 election, because the DNR, for instance, its most famous issue right now is stopping the spread of cancer water in Wisconsin. Forever Chemicals. And Fred Prehn's overriding issue, his signature issue, is keeping any restrictions that the DNR wants to put in on cancer water, keeping them away because the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group doesn't want them. And therefore, Voss and LeMahieu don't want them. And LeMahieu is the head of the Senate, gerrymandered, illegitimate. Gerrymandered, and he's blocking it. You know, the Democrats got about 53% of the legislative vote, and they get one third, 33% roughly, of the assembly seats. That's not democracy. That's not democracy. The Wisconsin Constitution prescribes democracy, prescribes it. We have all sorts of safeguards for democracy in our state constitution. But the Republicans have found a way to preserve cancer water in this state. This went up through the court system. This went up through the court system, and one of the lower courts said, no, you can't do this. I mean, there's an old statute that says the guy that is being succeeded can stay on briefly while the new person is being confirmed. Okay, you know, you don't want, so it's going to take a month to confirm the new one. The old guy stays on for a month, fine. And in the old days, I don't know if you knew this, the Wisconsin legislature in memory, the Senate, had never turned down a gubernatorial appointment, anyone, until Evers came along. And they turned down Brad Paff as agricultural secretary. And then Brad went on, and he's now the state senator in La Crosse and a leading candidate for Congress to replace Ron Kind, not the only candidate, but certainly a leading candidate. Now, the Republican Party after Walker has been corrupted. There's no kinder way to say it. And now this is an issue that isn't what I would call a hot button issue on the right. This isn't guns. This isn't abortion. And this isn't prayer in schools and that kind of thing. This is cancer water. And I've seen editorials up in Eagle River, red area, red counties, Vilas County, elsewhere, who just rail against the pollution of our environment because hunters and fishermen depend on a clean environment. They've found these cancer traces, these forever chemicals in the livers of deer in northeastern Wisconsin. Now, you thought you had to worry about chronic wasting disease in November when you go deer hunting? Let me tell you something. Why don't you have the deer's liver examined too and see if it's traces of cancer, of forever chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals? Why are we doing this? Not only is it wrong morally, but tourism is a multi-billion dollar industry in this state. Yes, the manufacturers and commerce have manufacturing companies for which I have a great deal of respect. I know many of the CEOs, they're very fine people. They perform a really good service to society, and they provide jobs. So I have a great deal of respect for them, but I do not have a great deal of respect for the Republican Party when one interest group comes in front of them and says, we do not want regulation of cancer in our water. That I don't respect. That makes no sense to me. And if you think that this is an isolated instance, you're wrong. These chemicals have been found in water supplies in Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Green Bay, Marinette, around the state, cancer water. And the Supreme Court, 4-3, I was very, very disappointed in Brian Hagedorn. He's a Republican, but he has integrity. He has been magnificent in standing up to the crowd that would like to strip our democracy, and he stood tall on voting cases. On voting cases. But on this one, he went along. I don't know why he went along. Maybe he thinks he has to throw a bone to the savage right. Who knows why he did it? But whatever he did it 4-3. You have to understand, Brian, and the rest of you of good faith who decide these cases. What this means is that if a governor comes in and her party controls the Senate, and then is beaten, but the party still controls the Senate, he can extend his skeleton claw onto Wisconsin government for 4 more years. And it wouldn't be just the DNR. It could be anything. It could be anything. It could be regents for the UW. It could be anything. That is not democracy. We have a real problem because forever chemicals are not regulated federally yet, although Biden's administration now has stepped up to the plate and may do it soon. Why should we be drinking cancer water? One of the lines, Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
I could see where the DNR serves at the behest of the governor for the sake of continuity, where, you know, they got, he takes over, they got another one that's not going to be confirmed yet. So for the sake of continuity, it's kind of like a carryover. So why doesn't the governor just fire him and then just put in an acting DNR person until they get confirmed? I mean, I've seen the Trump administration do it with everybody where they just fire them and they don't get confirmed. They're like, oh, we'll put an acting DNR person in there until that person gets confirmed. I mean, why don't you just fire them?
That's a very good point. And I'll tell you this. I like your style, Nick. You're in Lake Mills. You're in Lake Mills. I think that's still Jefferson County. Why don't you run for county exec in Jefferson County? You're a good man. I like that kind of aggressiveness. I think I would try something like that. I'd say to Pren, you mangy dog, get out of my sight. Go, you dog. Go, you dog. Get out of here. And then put in Sally Jones. And that would be great. And then they go to court. And, you know, but the style of this administration is not a mangy dog style. Okay, it just isn't. The other thing is what would likely happen, because he did do that, by the way, with Brad Paff. To his credit, Tony Evers did do that. They wouldn't confirm Paff, but they didn't unconfirm him. So therefore, what he did was he put him in his acting, just like you described. Then they decided they were going to stick a knife in Evers, and then they brought it to a vote and shot him down. Once you shot him down, the law is you can't let him stay on his acting. That's Wisconsin law. Here, I like what you say. So you fire him and you put in Sally Jones, and then they're going to vote to put in restrictions. But what's going to happen is then some company will exceed those restrictions. They'll go to court and they say this was invalid because Fred Pren should have been able to stay on, and they may slip out of the noose. I think what's going on here, unlike a member of the cabinet, like agriculture secretary, this is a regulatory board. Where it's not executive, it's a voting authority. That's considered different. I don't want to get into the weeds on that one, but I love your aggressiveness. I share it. I would do it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.